This piece was brought to you by Roberta's. Roberta'sPizza.com.
I'm Greg Bresnitz.
And I'm Darren Bresnitz. We're the host of Snacky Tunes.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn.
If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Can you dig it? I got the blues today, man. I feel like a bad stretch of road after last night at Hank's Saloon.
Last night, jeez.
But nothing compared to what you guys are dealing with. We're here today with the Jam Messengers.
Leftover from the gods. Fucked by the gods.
Fucked by the gods. And delivered to us via Somerville, New Jersey, by ways of Baltimore.
That's right.
Oh, man, and guys are really, really working it hard.
Oh, my God. The last little stretch was just brutal, Mr. Michael. Oh, my
man,
God.
So that's Rob Kay, who's running for president.
That's right.
Perennial presidential candidate,
yes.
Rob Kennedy. And we got Uncle Marco Boucher sitting there, and he's got a big old bass drum and a pretty mean-looking electric guitar and some sort of other contraption. I'd like to say you're a one-man band, but I know you're a no-band man.
it has nothing to do with bands anymore. We've thrown away rock and roll. You know, it's
enough already.
It's pathetic, right? You have to rip that shit up.
You got to rip it up. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we just get started? I've been enjoying you guys all week. We had a great time earlier this week.
Oh my god! And tomorrow at the Depop birthday celebration. The fun just doesn't stop. But you know, this morning when I woke up after driving all the way from Baltimore, I looked in the mirror, Michael, and I had to ask myself, I wonder how many more years I got. Say how banged up I feel, headed for the junkyard, dead like a 50 buck automobile, you just discard. I wonder how many more years I got. Body can only take so much, and I took as much as I could. The key.
Hail me with the keys.
Oh, oh, can you dig it? Jab messengers right here at Arts End.
Oh, baby.
Seizures.
It ain't about being old. It's how you live your life, right, Michael?
Damn right. I'll tell you what, man. It ain't the years. It's the miles.
It is.
And I've turned over the odometer several times myself.
Oh, man. It's like I say in the song, it's like a 50-buck automobile you just discard.
Oh, man. The Jam Messengers, troubled troubadours of tomorrow here today. Can you dig it?
40 years on this fucking particular road, my man, and still doing it for, you know, like crazy six people in Baltimore and
well, you got
a handful of dollar bills.
You were saying before, you were fucked by the gods, but I don't think people in Radioland understand that you were literally
fucked
by
the
gods. That's gods with a Z. Explain.
Gods with a Z. You and some of your savvy record collector friends will remember Contact High with the gods.
ESP Records, was that?
I think it was on ESP.
Dude, that
yeah.
was a psychedelic gem, you know? That was like, ooh.
It's
you know?
The Radar song, right?
Lester Bangs approved.
Well, yeah, but man, I think I saw him way back then, because as you know, I'm an older gentleman, and what I remember is long psychedelic space gems. Well, last night, the songs themselves weren't long, but the thing that got scary when it turned out they were opening for us, not vice versa, was when they showed up with a 2-page single space set list, Michael.
2-page set list.
Yeah, 48 freaking songs.
My resume's not that long.
I know, man.
It my was last like, book isn't that long.
And they're a very nice gentleman, older gentleman, you know, like only a few years older than me, but you could see the Miles had treated them a little harder than the Jam Messengers. And it was really hard to hate them, but my God, man, they went on and on and on and on and on.
I feel your pain.
Oh,
and last night it got late real early last night.
It did, man. While we're driving back from Baltimore, we watched our phones jump, you know, do the jump. Oh God. Like, oh no. And then we have to face Arts and Seizures tomorrow.
But I believe in the healing power of rock and roll.
Oh, it's the healing power
and
of the
I do believe in the healing power of the blues.
Well, and you know, we just turn this stuff into songs, Michael. That's what we do, you know. I mean, you know, the worst stuff makes the best songs, let's face it, you know. So, right? Right?
Right.
But, you know, I mean, it really does, you know. It's the way it works. So, you know, we got one on that subject. Yeah. Would you like to hear about our recent troubles with the constabulary down in Tennessee?
Yes, the local gendarme of the Bluegrass State. Well,
you know, well, they come around with that freaking dog, you know. But, you know,
I hate that freaking dog.
The dog, man. And, you know, the dog is ubiquitous. I think it's the same dog everywhere. But, you know, they have them trained. And if the signal is if the dog sits down. Well, with the Jam Messengers, that dog, when they pulled him out of the freaking van, he was sitting on the ground. They had to drag him over on his sorry butt.
Dude, after they pulled that dog out of your van, he probably burned his drop card.
Stunned, man.
You know, it's like, you know, made some brownies and got the frisbee.
Baby, that,
I've been in that van. I know what happens.
Oh,
to that
God.
Van.
That dog sat down, baby. Can you tell people, Butcher? Down the highway, stone-free, it was a beautiful day until Gallatin, Tennessee. We thought we had nothing to fear. No, I saw the lights in the rear, and I said, shit, Marco, keep you cool. It's just a man. If my mug, but I knew it was
ground. That's when that dog sat down. That's when our day turned around. That's when that dog sat down. But Michael, you know what? Our situation got resolved peacefully for $1,000 donation to Gallatin, Tennessee. Unwilling contributors to the drug task force. We made it out the door and back to Gallatin.
All right, Jam Messengers on Hearts and Seizures. You know, I've been thinking about getting a dog, and you remind me not to get a drug dog.
Don't get one.
Because that would be
Don't get a sniffer.
That would be a bad scene in my house.
Or, you know, and the last time we were on your show, we were talking about dogs and cats, and I had a hash sniffing cat, and he ate
like father, like son, Mr. Kennedy.
He ate like about 3 gram chunk of hash when he was a kitten, and he never grew up beyond that point. He didn't ever, and because I was a teenager, I wouldn't let his balls be cut. He's a very sad story.
Oh, and what's this little toy that you just handed
me? That's the vape pen, baby. That's the latest in modern American technology to deliver the goods.
All right, you know. And I will say, every time Bernie Sanders mentions marijuana on TV, I send him $5.
Do it, people. Come on. And you know,
I waited my whole fucking life to hear this guy.
For a man to say something like that.
For some guy to get up there and say, oh, kid, jail sentence, marijuana, banker, ruins the country. Yep. You know, nothing. Yep. And I'm like, where do I push?
PayPal, exactly. You know, I do the same shit. And even
you also
more
got $5 for Kissinger.
Say you're even broke. You can do the other good thing, which is just to freaking register and vote, you know, because, like, right, there's no harm in voting for Bernie in the primaries, right? And then if we have some horrible choices in November, you know, hold your nose like you always do and do what you do. But right now, rock that.
Rocking the vote in Arts
I
and
say
Seizures.
Rock that. Do it, you know.
I like it. I am not registered with as a Democrat or Republican.
I've never registered
with any party. Because
no, that's a good thing.
It's sort of my
but
long lasting.
You might
protest.
Want to, you know, you might in this one want to do it, or you know, run to the Republicans and vote Rump just to disrupt the whole fucking.
Well,
game,
sometimes
you know?
I think if America wants a nightmare, I'm going to fucking give it to them.
I will deliver
that. If that's what you really fucking want, let me grease the wheels for you,
let
motherfucker.
Me hip
ya. The problem with Trump, of course, is that my whole life I've been taught to root for the eels.
Yeah,
Roddy Piper, the Million
exactly.
Dollar Man, Vince McMahon. I mean, he's all of those guys. Like,
rolled into
he
one.
He seems to have all like the best riffs of my favorite bad guy wrestlers.
And he's got the complexion. And he gets some. It's like such a nasty human.
And that pout that he's been doing like you know, I don't know what to call it.
And I don't. And the I don't know that my people are beating up people thing. You know, is
he, you know, in any other venue he would be my hero.
That's the fucked up thing.
You know?
That's the beauty of this election. Let's face it. We've been alive for a while, both of us. Man, and there's never been an election like this. This one is right out of WWF.
It really
is. I mean, it wouldn't be great if instead of debates they had Bernie and fucking Trump in a ring. Oh my God!
I would pay money.
I would pay big money.
I got to tell you. I mean, Donald Trump has been involved in at least one of my all-time favorite WrestleMania events. Right? It was the billionaire versus billionaire contest. It was him versus Vince McMahon. Okay. But they didn't wrestle themselves.
yeah.
They had proxies.
Right.
And this was Money Mayweather,
okay.
Right, was working for Trump, and I guess, and the Big Show, I think, someone will correct me, no doubt, was working for Vince McMahon.
Okay.
And it was these boxer versus wrestler matches are always terrible.
They're almost awful.
They almost never work. But this was good because Mayweather took bumps. He let himself get beaten up, which I never see from like a guest spot.
He did the chump spot.
He got... He got punished,
okay.
And then he won at the end. He was representing, Trump,
Rump.
By pulling out brass knuckles out of his trunks and like knocking the other guy down. So it works for everybody. He got beaten up, but he saves face by winning, although elite by cheating. And then, and it was a hair versus hair match. So that's when Trump shaved McMahon's head. And it's on YouTube. And it's,
yeah,
you know,
that's that, you know, I mean,
anything to sell
a
ticket,
the
dude.
Beauty. Like, this is the guy that the evangelical Christians love right now. I mean, is this not surreal times? We have switched.
Right.
We are in the quantum bubble now, man. It's just like, you know, we're in a whole nother world we're going into. Some collective, all of us collectively had some kind of crazy quantum memory and the road veered. You know, we've switched to a new reality here. It's great, you know.
Yeah.
Even Hillary, the fucking woman looks like an automaton. She's not even, that isn't even Hillary Clinton that was married to Bill. It's some machine.
There are probably four of them running around the country right now.
They've got a few.
So they could do like simultaneous campaign events.
Or the, you know, as one runs down, or if it ever gets shot, it's going to be a miracle of surgery. How the neck, like,
she's
the
terrifying.
Next
she could play the Yul Brynner part in Westworld.
She could.
You know?
I keep thinking.
I'm waiting for the backstage scene where her face comes off, they adjust the transistors that make her eyes blink.
You know, I hate that word dystopia, but my God, it's like, you know, like, ever since that word became popular, the world has just gone straight like, oh yeah, give me that shit. I'm signing up right now.
Right, I'm gonna try this vaporizer.
Yeah, you're gonna be like
vaporizer pen, you say?
Yeah, it is.
And I put it in my mouth and I suck.
Yeah, as Lauren Bacall said. And
just put my lips together and suck. Is
yeah,
that what you said?
And draw slow, hold long, and hopefully, like, what didn't Bill Maher get punished $1 million for smoking weed on the air or something? That doesn't work here at the Heritage Network.
And it was worth it. Yeah, we're pretty left of center over here on Arts and Seizures.
Well, that's how you
that works.
Oh, yeah,
that works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think this calls for whatever kind
yet
of psychic.
Another tune?
Another tune. Now, you guys got a new record out, too.
Let me pump that shit for a second. The new record's called Five Kinds of Bad. And like our last record, which was called Guilty, it's all stuff we recorded on the road. The thing about the Jam Messengers is we don't jam to us doesn't mean fish. It doesn't mean 20-minute guitar leads. I mean, let's face it. We've got Marco set up as a one-man band. He's playing drums. We don't have time for leads in the Jam Messengers.
Actually, we got a text message earlier
or
today
really
from our friend Aaron who of Grindhouse Restaurant.
I love Aaron.
In Red Hook. And she wanted to know to talk about Keith Emerson's suicide. She said she recalled a Work Dogs gig where you were talking about
I channeled Keith. Yeah, well, you know, I was a Nice fan. You probably like Nice in the day.
I got to tell you, I had a great experience seeing Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. It was like the first.
Is there LSD involved in this? I bet you there is.
No, but it was the first day I discovered how to smoke pot. The day we figured out how to smoke pot and buy some. And I was
and
like 13.
And it wasn't catnip.
And me and my buddy Eric went to see Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. And, you know, listen, when you're 13 years old, this is very impressive. The guy is wrestling his Hammond organ like a bear. What I later says, like, the guy took an instrument that was basically designed to be played sitting down and he turned it into a hockey fight. And, you know, I mean, he was like a bro.
So,
and he takes the ham and he, like, throws it into this wall of high watts. You know, it's like, and at a time, I think, when all those other prog rock bands were wearing tights and singing about fairies and hobbits, you know. And this is like this macho fucking thing. And then, after he gets done with this, there's this giant synthesizer that sprouts wings and flies across
and
the stage.
Playing Beethoven.
And I'm like
Tchaikovsky.
13 years old. It's like very, very impressive.
It's intoxicating.
It really taught me how to be exciting.
Is.
You know,
it was
like, you know,
that was your first pot concert?
Yeah, that was my first, like,
had
yeah.
you? Yeah, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to think of what my first.
So
pot
I was
concert
when I heard
was
about his death, though, I was upset. It was like an
now,
unhappy
know, I hate
ending
to be
for
crass,
a hero.
But
and they suck. I mean, let's face it. I mean, their music does not stand up to any scrutiny.
Well,
but that raw testosterone excitement of the guy throwing the Hammond organ around the stage.
Well, yeah,
was like something, you know.
Did he come up with any sort of creative way to exit, or is it just like pills? And...
Oh, it was a suicide.
Well, yeah, but I mean, undisclosed. Nowadays, with suicide, they don't give you the gory details.
There's a firearm involved.
Ooh.
That's what I know.
Oh, the poor man. Well, you know, this has been a hard year on dead rock stars, and actually some really cool people have died in the last couple months.
It puts
know?
Things into odd perspective. I mean, the guy's 70 years old. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, I can't believe we're talking about this, but it's hard to imagine how big they were. How big they were, though. I mean, they were
God,
the biggest live attraction
well,
in the world.
And
at
you
some
know
point.
What? And without Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and like their ilk, would we even have punk rock?
Well,
you know, because that was what was stinking out the house so badly that without it, you know, like you wouldn't have people wanting to throw down with all that arena bullshit. So God bless them in that
Of course,
sense,
and it wasn't long after that gig, which I enjoyed so much that I completely got rid of those records.
Yeah, and, you know, exactly. Like,
you know, I started. Like, whoops. You know, Keith Emerson is out. Johnny Rotten is in.
Yeah, another veer down the quantum path for you. You know, well, you know, that's how life goes, man.
You know, for every season,
hey,
turn, baby.
I went to Woodstock to see the Incredible String Band.
Oh man.
That's what a hippie I was at Woodstock. And then, you know, I got to see, like, Johnny Winter. And, I mean, I knew all about all of that and kind of liked it. But
Johnny
I was a curly
hair, there's LSD,
you know, like,
involved
almost flower power kind of hippie up to that point. And then from there, I was like, you know what, fuck that shit.
Dude,
like,
we're all fucking hippies. It's just a matter of degree.
It's,
you know,
love.
And it's a word that gets thrown around. But, I mean, you don't think the MC5 were hippies?
They were hippies.
Of course they were. They just weren't flower power hippies. They're radical hippies.
No.
Everybody's a fucking hippie.
And, you know, hey, what did Rob Tyner preach, if not love? You know, and isn't that the message? I mean, that's basically, you know, that's, if that's the hippie message, then sign me up for hippie.
I heard Hillary Clinton talking about love and kindness on TV.
I
was shocked. There it
Please
is.
Please don't take, you know, that's like how she stole from Bernie. Now she's coming for my message.
So how is your presidential campaign coming along?
Well, you know, as you know, Mr. Spencer's nominated me a number of times. And so I get a lot of mail asking me to do that thing. But, you know, my current financial situation doesn't really favor a run, you know. I say
listen,
let the whole shit go to hell.
I'll give you $5. Same as I gave Bernie. Can you do a little Rob K for us?
I'm holding out for 4 years so that in four
on,
years I can get the spoils. Well, you know, it's always like, how come the only American standards...
Give me a little vamp. Let's hear it. Come on, let's do a little Rob K. All right, Rob K for president. Just
well, you know, I always got to say, how come the only American standards are toilets? And how come the only true values in America are hardware stores?
That's right.
We got to change this freaking thing.
That's right.
We really do. We absolutely got to change this thing. This world that we... And, you know, America used to be the front runner, the model for the rest of civilization.
That's right, Rob K.
You
Make
know
America
what?
Great.
What are we modeling now? We're modeling how to have chump dictator assholes run the show. And don't be surprised if the rest of the world falls in line behind that shit. Le Pen and all these insane freaking lunatics. Because, you know what? As much as the hippie generation and all of us who are ex-hippies or the love people or all that.
Love.
The people who are about love.
Love generation.
Well, you're always going to have that hate. You know, the universe is a balance between the dark matter and then what we see and experience, you know. But that dark matter is out there dragging you into the black hole, my friend.
Talk about it.
So, you know, I would say my personal opinion is this year, vote for Bernie in the primaries. Do not skip the presidential election in November because that's who's going to decide the Supreme Court. And if we get another Scalia and I can't smoke my weed in Roberta's in Brooklyn anymore, I don't want to live in this freaking country anymore.
Testify.
I'm running
get a
for the president
testify.
Of the EU
testify.
Again. That's
testify.
The way.
Rob
and
Kane
I got to ask you guys, in fact,
Rob Kane
I'd like
president.
To ask you in America the question, which is, how come Dick Cheney is alive and Bo Diddley is dead? How come Dick Cheney is alive and Bo Diddley is dead? How come Dick Cheney is alive and Bo Diddley is dead? There ain't no justice in this world when the rich are so well fed. And I'm hungry and Bo Diddley's dead. There must be something wrong. You heard what I said. How come Dick Cheney's alive? Bo Diddley, Bo Diddley, Bo Diddley. How come punk rock's alive, Mike? And Bo Diddley dead. How come punk rock's alive and Bo Diddley dead? Punk rock's retarded, it must be inbred. Makes me so sad that Bo Diddley's dead. There must be something wrong, you heard what I said. How come punk rock's alive and Bo Diddley, Bo Diddley, Bo Diddley, Bo Diddley? Alive and Bo Diddley dead.
Bowie. Now Bowie's dead. There must be something wrong. You heard what I said. How come Jesus is alive? Bowie didn't. How come Dick Cheney's alive and Bowie didn't dead? How come Dick Cheney's alive and Bowie didn't dead? Ain't no justice nowhere when the rich are so well fed. And I'm hungry. And Bo Diddley is dead. There must be something wrong. Brooklyn, you heard what I said. How come Dick Cheney's alive and Bo Diddley's dead? Come, Dick Cheney.
Witness the power of the jam messengers. Testify.
Thank you, baby. Well,
the healing power of the blues.
Yes, the blues is more than a feeling. And you know what? How can we at this point identify with rock and roll? If, like, what's that guy's name? Bruno Mars, the guy that played the sucker ball this year.
What is a Bruno Mars?
I think it's like that shit. It's like that one of those jokes about when you get a candy bar out of your butthole or something, right? That's what it sounds like to me. And if that is rock and roll, I say the Jam Messengers are a blues band.
Are the troubled troubadours of tomorrow here today, 21st century beatniks.
We
telling tales
in the blues.
There's no stopping this train, Rob K. Where are you going next?
This train is bound for glory, baby. This train. Well, you know what we're going to do? In fact, I believe we're sharing the stage tomorrow night.
Goddamn right we are.
At the D-Pop 60th birthday bash with the Bush Tetras.
Jam Messengers.
And Jam Messengers and Gary Lucas.
I'm going to be whipping out my theremin to play Interstellar Overdrive with Gary.
God, and Aaron Blue and the Bootleggers.
And of course, D-Pop, the big beat behind it all.
The man who's, you know, and the thing about D, you know, the other night when we jammed with D and you at the Bait and Tackle in Brooklyn, which, by the way, is really probably one of the best bars in this borough, so please, people, support them as well. But you know what? When we were jamming with D, man, it was just like, I was reminded just what a gas it all is, you know? You just do the thing, you know, ride that wild pony, right?
Ride that wild pony.
That was, you know, when we had the work dogs, that was a motto, ride that wild. Because, you know, if you know what's coming next, is it ever going to be interesting? Right?
I'm thinking about it. That pen is taking over my brain. I'm thinking about it.
I'll suck on the pen and you tell the people.
Well, goddamn
work
right.
With Blucher. Michael Edison.
Yeah.
Testify the blues to
the
your audience,
messengers.
My brother, while I work on
messengers.
My finger.
Broadcasting live from Roberta's here in Bushwick on the Heritage Radio Network. This is Hearts and Seizures.
I feel that sizzle. I can dig it.
Oh, Rob, my temperature's rising.
I might have to eat some pizza soon, Mike.
I got the pizza. That's it. Blues, rock and roll, and pizza.
I got the pizza blues. Woo!
Man, pepperoni.
I'm talking about road food.
Artichoke hearts.
In Baltimore, the only pizza last night was at a halal place. Scary.
I'm thinking three kinds of cheese.
I'm thinking three kinds of weapons transactions going on behind the counters.
And as ever, it has been the fastest half hour on the internet
today.
And you're thinking Hearts and Seizures.
It's the fastest hour in the radio.
Man, oh man, so.
Because the Jam Messengers gotta say, it's time to go.
All right. Marco Butcher on the guitar and the kick drum. Rob K running for president. Send him $5 so his intern can get a bologna sandwich. We're going to see you guys after D-Pop's birthday. You got any more gigs? Is tour clarion on for a little
That's
bit?
That's the end of this one. We're coming back in May and June. Look for us then.
I can't
New
wait.
York
Thank
City.
You guys for coming by. Arch of Seizures. Thanks to everybody at Radioland. Thanks to Dave
Love
the engineer.
Y'all.
Thanks to Roberta.
Thank you, Dave. Yes, thank you, Roberta.
All right, and we will see you next week on Arch Sense
Seizures.
Woo!
It's Arts and Seizures. Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.